Welcome to Acted Scenes. Ooh, movie scenes. Heaven won last week. He picked Faded as his teammate, and then we have Apatheria and Raiguy on a team, and Blackjack and Bree. They had to pick a scene from a movie. If the scene had more than two characters, if there was like a third character that had very few lines, they were allowed to bring somebody else in. That was the rule. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you, Ambie Lee.
Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm here. I'm not.
Ambie Lee's here, by the way.
I'm not Scarlett.
Say asphalt.
Asphalt.
Thank you. Scarlett's in New York City this week, so she's gone.
Aw.
Yeah.
But I'm here, so it's all good.
It is all good.
I'm such a...
I feel bad for Heaven because Faded was late again turning in her lines, and I told her this morning, I was like, if you need a drop, email Heaven so he can get a new person to take your spot. And I guess he didn't hear from her because he sent me his lines, and then he heard from her, like, after the deadline, and then he mixed the scene. So they do have a scene together. And I know Faded lives on the West Coast, so 9 o'clock and midnight are the same for her. But that's why you have to record the night before. You have to pretend like the deadline is the night before if you live on the West Coast. Because I'm tired of getting late submissions from Faded Phantom.
Yeah.
Especially when it lets down her team.
Yeah, especially if you're like someone else is depending upon it, you gotta like make extra.
Yeah, and like I know Heaven they set up a bunch of times to rehearse and Faded never showed up for the times and never kept in contact with him, so it's disappointing. So I'm just gonna eliminate Faded Phantom right now from the competition.
Oh snap!
So there's no elimination this week for anybody else, Faded. I'm tired of your shit. Not really, but like I feel like this is not your competition. So I'm just gonna kick you off the show. So we have Heaven Incarnate. You all five are going to go through tonight, but somebody's still going to win and get an advantage next week.
Yeah, so now you're all playing just for the advantage.
Yes, so just enjoy the show and be glad you submitted on time and didn't let your partner down. Yeah. Okay, first up tonight, we have... I can't find my folder now. I think it's Blackjack and Bree, right?
Who is Derek?
That is Blackjack.
Then it's Blackjack and Bree.
And they are doing, let's see if they said what their scene is from. It's from, it's from She's the Man.
Oh my god, what?
Only you two. I'm really glad you're a team now. I'm ready when you are.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hey, where were you at today? You just disappeared.
Ran into my psycho ex. Had to bolt. Oh my god! Is that a tampon?
What? Oh, yeah. I hope you don't mind. I kind of borrowed one of your tampons. Yeah. And you're right, by the way. These things actually work.
Oh my god, you're bleeding. Are you okay? I mean, suck it up. Be a man. Rub some dirt in it.
What? Okay. I'll rub some dirt in it.
So, what happened?
I got into it with your sister's ex.
Wait, really? Why?
He saw me and her kind of making out at the kissing booth.
Wait, you kissed her?
Yeah, man, I hope it's okay. I mean, it was for charity.
Oh, no, I mean, dude, if you want to kiss her, you go right ahead and you kiss her. You take her, and then you kiss her. And you kiss the crap out of her!
Okay.
So, do you like her?
I don't know. Can we not talk about this? It's... I don't know. She's your sister. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. You're right. I was just thinking that, you know, maybe if you liked her, you could, ask her out.
And just... I don't know, forget about Olivia?
Well, you know, speaking as a third-party outsider with absolutely no interest in the matter, I'm just not sure if you and Olivia really mesh well together. But, you know, you and Viola, it could be magic.
I don't know.
What does your heart tell you?
What?
I mean, which one would you rather see naked?
Why do you always do that? Why do you always talk about girls in such graphic terms, huh? You know, you have issues.
You're a really sensitive guy, aren't you?
What? No, no, it's just... Look, I don't know, I just think that relationships should be more than just the physical stuff. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, that stuff's important, but I don't know, when I'm with someone, I want to be able to talk about other stuff. Like, I don't know, serious stuff. Stuff I can't talk about, you know, with anyone else.
Yeah? Like, what kind of stuff?
I don't know, just stuff. Like, whatever stuff there is.
Like, this kind of stuff?
Yeah. But what I just told you is for your ears only. If you tell anyone, I'll kick your ass.
Yeah, no way. I've got your back, man. It's cool.
I am back, and Amby Lee, my stunt double, is also back with me.
I'm your stunt double?
Just in case I have to do any kind of stunts, that's what you're for. If I have to do any jumping from rooftop to rooftop, you are my stunt double.
But I'm afraid of heights.
That's not my problem. That's what you signed up for.
I didn't sign up for that.
As the ADA judge, you have to jump from rooftop to rooftop.
Dang it.
What'd you think?
I thought it was okay, but it kind of seemed... Like, I know it was from She's the Man, but it kind of seemed like Brie was trying to imitate Mulan from Mulan when she's first trying to pretend to be a guy, like when she was like talking like Ping, like, oh, I'm totally a guy.
It all comes back to Disney with you.
Yes, it does. Yes, it always does. Always
makes me sad.
Ah, it doesn't make me sad. But do you know what I mean? Like, it just,
I've only seen Mulan once, so I can't speak that. Right. I've never seen He's the Man. But as far, I mean, in an audio form, I could tell exactly what she was trying to accomplish, so it worked for me. Like, I wasn't confused as to what was going on.
But I was a little confused at times as to why, at certain times, she chose to go with the girly voice rather than the, like...
Because she kept forgetting voice. Because Blackjack is so disarming and charming.
And then my thing with Blackjack was I was into it, and then all of a sudden, like, halfway through, his character personality kind of changed, and he got, like, really slick, like, I'm too cool for you. Like, right in the middle, just, like, out of nowhere, he got, like, really slick, and I was like, why is he so slick?
It was because Brie was so charming and disarming.
I still thought it was decent, but it didn't seem fully realistic to me. I guess I'm coming off of Ada, where I'm looking for, like, more realism.
They're doing a scene from She's the Man.
That's very true.
Realism. I thought that it worked conversationally for me. For me, Brie, this is the best I've heard you. I thought you were hilarious. I wish there was an audio version of this, of She's the Man now, so Brie could play. Is it the Amanda Bynes role?
Yeah, the Amanda Bynes role.
And then Blackjack, you're great to me at these dialogue conversational scenes as well. For me, overall, this was a smash hit. I obviously like them more than Amby did.
Yes,
I'm easier to please tonight, apparently.
Yeah, I'm the hard one to please.
As always.
Yeah.
So, Apotheria PM'd me this weekend and told me he asked if he could get a third person to do the extra lines. And in my head when he said that, I was like, I wonder if they're doing the Big Lebowski scene that I had people do a couple of seasons ago. And they are doing a scene from the Big Lebowski, and I'm very excited.
However, I'm looking at who his guest appearance is, and, ooh, this could be bad.
Why?
Because this is who he did his scene in Ada with.
They're voice twins.
And they're voice twins, and I couldn't tell them apart.
Well, I imagine that Molly Fool's playing Donnie.
I don't know if it's Big Lebowski, so.
Well, let's listen. Did you have anything else you wanted to say about this?
Oh, no, I'm done.
Okay, let's listen. Apotheria, and Rye Guy up next.
The fuck are you going, man?
Take the ringer. I'll drive.
What? The what?
The ringer. The ringer, dude.
What the
Have they called yet?
What the hell is this?
My dirty undies. Laundry, dude. Oh. Whites.
Walter, I'm sure there's a reason you brought your dirty undies, man.
That's right, dude. The wait. The ringer cannot look empty.
Walter, what the fuck are you thinking, man?
Well, you're right, dude. I got to thinking. Why should we settle for a measly fucking 20 grand
when... What the fuck we? You said you just wanted to come along!
My point, dude, is why should we settle for 20 grand when we can keep the entire million? Am I wrong?
Yes, you're wrong! This isn't a fucking game, man!
Oh, but it is a game. You said so yourself. She kidnapped herself.
I thought... Dude here.
Who is this?
Dude, the bag man. Man, where do you want us to go?
Us?
Shit. Yeah, you know, me and the driver. I'm not handling the money and driving the car and talking on the phone all by my
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, are you fucking this up?
Who is that?
That is the driver. I told you... Shit!
What the fuck is going on there?
Walter!
What the fuck is going on?
He hung up, man! You fucked it up! You fucked it up! Her life was in our hands, man!
Easy, dude.
We're screwed now! We don't get shit and they're gonna kill her! We're fucked, Walter!
Nothing is fucked, dude. Come on, you're being very undude. They'll call back. Look, she kidnapped her- you see? Nothing's fucked here, dude. Nothing is fucked. These guys are fucking amateurs.
Hey, Walter, would you just shut the fuck up? Don't say people. I'm doing business here, man.
Okay, dude. Have it your way. But they're amateurs.
Oh, fuck. Dude.
Okay. We proceed, but only if there is no funny stuff.
Yeah.
So no funny stuff,
hey,
okay?
Just tell me where the fuck you want us to go. That was the sign, man.
So, all we gotta do is get her back. No one's in a position to complain, and we keep the bucksheesh.
Terrific, Walter, but you haven't told me how we're gonna get her back. Where is she?
That's the simple part, dude. We make the handoff, I grab one of them and beat it out of them. Huh?
That's a great plan, Walter. That's fucking ingenious, if I understand it correctly. It's a Swiss fucking watch.
That's right, dude. The beauty of this is its simplicity. Once a plan gets too complex, everything can go wrong. If there's one thing I learned in Nam, it's...
Dude.
You are coming to a wooden bridge. When you cross the bridge, you throw the bag from the left window of the moving car. You're being
Fuck!
What'd he say? Where's the handoff?
There is no fucking handoff, man. At the wooden bridge, we throw the money out of the car.
Huh?
We throw the money out of the moving car!
No, we can't do that, dude. That fucks up our plan.
Well, call them up and explain it to them, Walter. Your plan is so fucking simple, I'm sure they'll fucking understand it. That's the beauty of it.
Wooden bridge, huh?
Throw him the money, Walter. We're not fucking around, man.
Okay, dude, the bridge is coming up. Give me the ringer. Chop,
fuck
chop.
That. Walter, I love you, but sooner or later, you're gonna have to face the fact you're a goddamn moron.
Okay, dude, no time to argue.
Hey, man. Hey, Walter.
Here's the bridge.
Hey, Walter. Hey!
Here goes the ringer.
Walter! What the fuck?
Okay, dude, your wheel.
Well, hey, man.
At 15 mph, I roll
fuck?
Out. I double
what?
Back and grab
hey,
one of them and beat it out of him. The Uzi.
Uzi?
You didn't think I was rolling out of here naked,
Walter,
did you?
Walter, please.
Dude, this is
Walter,
it. Let's
please,
take that
Walter!
Hit. Fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Not the scene I was thinking it was going to be. I love this movie so much. So I thought Motley was great in this, first of all. Not that we're critiquing Motley, but I thought he did a good job.
Yeah, and thankfully, it was something like that was clearly like, okay, he was over there. It wasn't as confusing as it was in Ada.
I also, again, this is not a mixing competition either, but I really enjoyed the mixing in this.
Yeah, they had really, especially like the effects near the end with like the tire on the ground, like the
yeah.
sound that, yeah, that thing.
So kudos, Rye Guy. For me, Appa was so subdued in this, and I get what he was going for because Walter's very subdued and then he just comes unleashed at random times. But for me, this was like almost reedy. And
yeah, like, I felt the exact same way. It just didn't flow as no. naturally as Raigai was.
And when you were talking about like the plan while driving, Appa, you didn't think I was rolling out of here naked, did you? The adrenaline alone at that point should have made you like more crazy. It was just very reedy. And I was disappointed with you. I did really like Raigai a lot in this, though.
I do agree. I really thought that he was really getting into the scene. And, I mean, there was lots of fucks and stuff, and his fucks were very believable.
Yeah, he's a believable fuck.
Yeah, he's a believable fuck. Very believable fuck.
You are a good fuck, Raigai. That's my critique for Raigai. That's the first time I've ever said that to somebody. Raigai is a good fuck.
Wow.
I said my piece. Do you have anything else you want to say about this?
No, I mean, that was like the two main things here was the kind of readiness of Appa and the awesome fuckiness of Raigai.
Okay.
How many times can we say the F word in this critique before it's over?
There's never enough. I'm not allowed to swear on the X Factor, so I'm getting it out now.
If you want to, go ahead. Just meant right now.
Fuck, 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 fuck. Okay.
Awesome.
Heaven Incarnate and Fate of Phantom are up next. At one point, Heaven told me what scene they were doing, but I don't remember what the scene was at this point.
It's something from Juno.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's Juno. Oh, I've never seen Juno, but I hate it.
I've seen Juno.
Do you love it?
I hated it as well. I did not think that it was as good as everyone made it out to be. Like, oh, Juno's so awesome! And my roommate happened to have it when I was down in Florida. So she's like, let's watch Juno! And I was like, oh, okay, great, I've heard such great things about it. And I watched it, and it was over, and I was like, that was it. That's what all the hype is about? That sucked.
The only good thing about Juno was the soundtrack. A lot of good songs were on that soundtrack, from what I remember. Anyway, Heaven Incarnate, Fate of Phantom. Fate of Phantom's already been eliminated in 8, so it's, yeah, let's just listen.
Are you honestly and truly going to prom with Katrina DeVort?
Hi?
Leah just told me you were going with her.
Yeah, I did ask her if she, you know, wanted to go. A bunch of us from the team are gonna go to Benihana, and then the prom, and then VJ's parents' cabin, so. We're getting a stretch limo.
Your mom must be really glad you're not taking me.
You're mad. Why are you mad?
I'm not mad. I'm in a fucking great mood, despite the fact that I'm trapped in a fat suit I can't take off, despite the fact that everyone is making fun of me behind my back, despite the fact that your little girlfriend gave me stink eye in art class today.
Katrina's not my girlfriend, and I doubt she was actually giving you the stink eye. She just looks like that all the time. I mean, that's just her face, man.
Whatever. Have fun at prom with Soupy Sales. I'm sure I can think of something way more cool to do that night. Like, I could pumice my feet. Or go to Bren's dumb Unitarian church. Or get hit by a 10-ton truck full of hot garbage juice. All those things would be exponentially cooler than going to the prom with you.
You're being really immature.
What? That's not how our thing works. I hurl the accusations and you talk me down, remember?
Okay, well, not this time. You don't have any reason to be mad at me. You broke my heart. I should be royally ticked off at you, man. I should be really cheesed off. I shouldn't even want to talk to you anymore.
Why? Because I got bored and had sex with you one day, and then I didn't, like, marry you?
Like I'd marry you? You'd be the meanest wife of all time. And anyway, I know you weren't bored that day because there was a lot of stuff on TV. Like, the Blair Witch Project was on Stars, and you were like, oh, I want to watch this, but we should make out instead.
Forget it, Bleak. Take Katrina the douche packer to the prom. I'm sure you guys will have a really bitchin' time.
Yeah, well, I still have your underwear.
I still have your virginity.
Oh my god, shut up!
What? Are you ashamed that we did it?
No.
Well, at least you don't have to walk around with the evidence under your sweater. I'm a planet!
Wait. Let me take that.
Huh?
You shouldn't be carrying that heavy bag. I'll take it.
Oh. It's fine. What's another 10 pounds?
All right, we are back.
Yes, we are.
I started on the last one. If you would like to start on this.
Okay, I will start on this. I thought that Heaven was very good in it. I thought that he captured his character, but I don't think that Fader really captured the character, her character, as well. Because, like, the whole thing, like, as much as I hate Juno, the whole thing about Juno is how, like, kind of, like, dry she is, and kind of, it's a really quirky movie. And she kind of made the character into, like, a prissy pregnant cheerleader. It was kind of like watching an episode of Glee with Quinn being pregnant than listening to Juno being pregnant. Because she was kind of like, ah, like, insulted, where it's a bit more, like, dry humor.
Yeah.
And that's, like, where the comedy of it is, in the fact that, like, she's whipping out these one-liners in such, like, a almost monotone fashion that it's hilarious that the way she's saying it. It kind of just seemed like she was, like, a pissed-off pregnant cheerleader in this.
I don't know the characters at all, so I can't speak to that, but I do think that compared to the last scene, I think that this one flowed a lot better. Like, it sounded like they were actually conversing with each other.
I do agree with that much. Like, they definitely had better chemistry than the last scene. But I do think they had the best vocal chemistry of the night, I would say.
Probably. If we were... I don't know. This one's tough for me. I thought... Heaven, I like his acting style for this a lot, because he does a very, like, real style, and I think that works really well in scenes.
It's, like, perfect for him.
Faded's style for this, it was a little bit big for me.
Yeah, especially next to... See, I think that was the thing, is another thing about Juno is it's very real, and hers seemed like an act.
I would not have... Based on this, she would not have been the person I would have eliminated Knight. However,
agreed.
She is being eliminated Knight, so.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can't just, in a competition like this, especially on, like, the week, that's like having to do a duet with somebody, singing-wise, and not being in your half of the duet. And that's happened to you before, so you know
Yes, I sympathize with Heaven Incarnate. I let people slide a lot of times. If they need to be late, if it's a solo competition, but enough's enough.
But this also was, she did have an extra day.
Well, actually, they were all due on Wednesday.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Oh, you told me they were due Tuesday!
I was confused! I forgot we moved the day. Regardless, if you know that the deadline is midnight and it's 9 for you, just record the day before or the day before that and pretend that's the deadline.
Yeah.
If you procrastinate, things like this happen. And on a week when you have a partner relying on you, and you just kind of blow them off.
Really be... Going yeah. With it,
So Faded is eliminated. However, I wouldn't have eliminated her based on performance tonight, but she was second to bottom for me.
Yeah,
so.
She still would have been in the bottom, but she wouldn't. Yeah, agreed.
Okay, so we had Amy and I had the same people in the top three, but they were in different places, and based on the placements of them, Rye Guy is the overall winner for both of us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Your prize, Rye Guy. Is that you are immune next week.
Ooh!
So you definitely will be in the final four. Bree is safe. I actually had you winning Bree, but Amy had you in third, and I had Rye Guy second, and she had Rye Guy in first. So Rye Guy overall won, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And then who else is safe? Amy? Well, they're all safe, but
Heaven is safe.
Yes. And then I had Blackjack after that.
Yeah.
And then Apotheria would have been going home tonight, but he is safe.
Yeah.
Well, he would have if we both had him last.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
Okay, here's how next week is going to go down. I know people are either going to really like this theme or really hate it, but this is a facet of acting we haven't really worked on at all. So next week is all about voices.
Ooh.
So you have 2 minutes to do as many different voices as you can.
That is so cool!
It will be cool for some people. I don't think Heaven's going to like it so much.
Somewhere,
I don't know.
Somewhere as Bree is listening to this, she's like, yes! Yes, yes! Yes, yes, yes!
And Rye Guy is probably just busted a nut in his pants. But so Scarlett and I, or whoever's judging with me tonight, and I, we're going to listen to your file for 2 minutes and count how many voices, different voices we hear, and then we're going to compare our numbers, and that will be your total score. So whoever has the lowest score will get kicked off next week.
Oh, snap!
Yeah, that's how
evil.
It'll be something interesting. I haven't heard that theme done anywhere before, so it'll be something I know, like, people like Raigai and App are probably going to kill it, but who knows? Heaven could surprise us. Blackjack could surprise us. It'll be an interesting thing. But either way, Raigai, you are safe next week. And next week, probably you probably won't need it next week, but I think it's a good week to be safe because it's unpredictable.
Yeah.
And that is how the final five works, and we'll be down to the final four, and then we'll be to the finale. So not much time left on Acted to go.
Wow, this seems to have just flown right by.
Well, I've been kicking. I kicked off two people, like, what, 2 weeks ago? Yeah. It's flowing by fast. Thank you for guest judging Amby Lee.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Do you have anything you want to promote?
Happiest competition on earth, yeah.
How many more weeks we got of that?
Actually, we did the math. We're in top eight.
That's not bad.
We're in round eight with top eight, so we have a couple more weeks still to go. Oh, we figured out, like, the show's going to end, like, in mid-September. Like, it worked out that the show ends, like, 2 days before Jeffers goes back to school, so he doesn't have to deal with dorm room recording. So it, like, worked out freaking perfect.
And it will end right about the time Sing It 10 auditions go up. So it's perfect.
Ooh, and I am going to be hosting a new show after HCOE, though I don't know if it's going to be starting right after. But it's probably going to be in the fall or winter season of shows.
It's probably to compete directly against Sing It. And I would like to promote The Voice, which is live on Skype every Friday at midnight Eastern.
I'm so proud of my song that I'm working on for this week.
I thought you were amazing last week.
Thank you.
All right, thank you guys. I'll send out emails if anybody has any questions, but I think it's pretty straightforward. One more time, you have 2 minutes to do as many voices as you possibly can. And it doesn't have to be like scenes or anything. You just do as many voices as you can. And that's due Wednesday by 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Thank you guys for listening. Good night, everybody.